Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So here we are, over 9 months into a global pandemic. Our lives have all been changed for most of us fairly dramatically, and still we're getting close to the end of this thing, hopefully, but it's still not there yet. And the numbers here in the U.S. and around the globe seem to be getting worse. And it's just tough. It's tough on you know, our mental well-being. And one of the things that I think is really important here is to get right mentally. Because if you sit and watch everything that's happening around you, it can just bring you down. And, you know, the inability to do certain things that you've always done is tough too, especially, you know, if you live in a place where, you know, we're heading into winter and it's even worse, right? Because you used to be able to go outside and even, you know, maybe you were eating at restaurants and you could sit outside. And now for a lot of people, they can't do that anymore. So we've got some additional challenges and, you know, the days are shorter, we can't be out as much, you know, all those things start to get to our psyche. So again, we need to find that mental escape. So to find that mental escape, one of the things that I think is important is to find that happy place for you. Think about what it is in your mind. Is there a scene, something you remember from your childhood that where you can go in your mind that'll just make you feel better? Even if you can go there for a few minutes in your mind, it can make a difference. Think about a place that you would that you were felt safe in as a child. Think about, you know, a place that you went on vacation, you know, just an incredible setting. Like that, we all have those things, those visions in our mind of places that we feel safe, that we really enjoy being. And in my case, I just think to my childhood home when I was a kid, very young, and I think about the porch of that house, right? I remember sitting outside, sitting on the porch, there was an overhang, and I remember very distinctly, I used to go out there when it was raining, right? The smell of the rain when it first starts, the feeling of safety when you're, you know, it's raining 5 feet from where you're sitting, but yet you're covered, right? And there was something about that place. And every time I go there in my mind, it just relaxes me. It brings me back. So the thought here again is really simple today. Find that place in your mind that you can go. And just close your eyes and be there. And start to find ways to just calm yourself down, to get an escape from the monotony that you may be dealing with right now by going there. And if you do that every day and you just be in that place, and if you can spend 5 minutes there, that's great. If you can spend 10 minutes there, that's great. But it's a way to sort of get away from the day to day. And almost like a mini vacation where you just stay in that place. And it's a good way to do even a meditation where you just go to that place in your mind and you start to breathe. Right? Like we do at the end of this. You know, breathe, you know, you inhale for 4 or 5 seconds, and then you hold it for 4 or 5 seconds, and then you breathe out for 4 or 5 seconds. And you just do that by focusing on your breath and putting your mind in that wonderful place that is that such a strong memory for you. And again, it just serves as that mental vacation, the break from everything that's crazy. And when you sit there for 5 or 10 or even 15 minutes and you do that, when you're done, it puts everything in perspective for you. You start to realize, okay, things are not as bad as they could be. You start to look at things that you're thankful for that are really good in your life. Things like family, you know, things like having a roof over your head, right? You start to look at those things and you realize, okay, this pandemic is going to go away. We're closer to the end than we're getting there. With their vaccines out, it's going to start to change. It's going to just take us a few more months. We're in the home stretch. And for a lot of people, it's sort of saying, you know, don't give up now. Right? We're too close to the end to start doing crazy things. And I keep looking at myself saying, I haven't gotten this thing. I'd prefer not to get this thing. I'm so close now. I just have to make the right decisions and be smart about it. But part of it is to get my mind in the right place and for me to be in the right place mentally to deal with issues and to deal with challenges. And this is just a great way to do it. Right? Find that happy place. Just start there. What is it for you? You should have it in your mind. And as soon as we're done, as soon as you're done today, I just want you to go there. And I want you to go there as frequently as you can, at least once a day. Just go to that place that makes you happy, that makes you feel safe, that you enjoy. It's a quick mental vacation. When your days start to heat up, when things start to get crazy around you, take 5 minutes, close your eyes, go to that place. Even if it's sitting at your desk working, go to that place for yourself mentally and just be okay with what is and breathe. And as I said, as you do that, your heart rate will come down. Things will fall into perspective. You'll feel better. And then you go back and do what you were doing with a fresh set of eyes and a relaxed mindset. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Now think about that place in your mind, that childhood place, that place that you love where you took that great vacation, that vision that's so clear, that was such a wonderful place that you love to be in, and put yourself there in your mind. Just go there. Look around. Look at every detail that you can imagine with your eyes closed. Just see it all and bring it all back to yourself. And just be in that place. Appreciate that place. Think back to that time in your life when you were there and how wonderful it was. And just have that experience and gain the feeling of what it's like to be there. And just be with that feeling. And take that with you as you go into the rest of your day. And just truly appreciate it. And I'd like to just ask you to join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, get that mental picture for yourself and go there as frequently as you can.